Number
947.
Yeah, looks like 947. That is correct. Please call the roll.
947, ratify a successor collective bargaining agreement between the City and Portland Police Commanding Officers Association relating to the terms and conditions of employment of police lieutenants for 2018-2020.
Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
So I stated my opposition to this early regarding the level of salary increase. The market comparators don't support this level of increase. I found the arguments about compression with lower positions unpersuasive. There was good testimony last time we heard this about that we haven't gotten any policy improvements in return for this 4% increase, and I am very troubled by that. Thank you, but that's really distracting.
Folks, again, and some of you know this because you've heard this before. You heard the rules up front. Rather than interrupting the meeting, a simple thumbs up or a thumbs down works. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate
and,
it.
And this is a small item in total, but increasing a clothing allowance from $390 to $700 a year for people who are making over $100,000, it just doesn't seem reasonable to me. No.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
So I support this. This align, and first of all, I want to thank Labor Relations, and I want to thank HR Director Cirilda Summers McGee. They worked very, very hard on this. This aligns the PPCOA with the PPA to resolve the compression challenges. And I hear what my colleague is saying, that in her opinion, it doesn't go far enough, and I think that's a fair opinion. It aligns the PPCOA with the city regarding the preventative care initiative. That's health care. I think that is a very, very important get in this contract negotiation. It's a cost-effective contract in that it shifts the wage scale as opposed to giving across-the-board increases. And I think over the long term, that will serve us well. It identified underutilized resources and repurposed them to pay down the cost of the 2018 to 2020 contract, and given that the total budget for this contract increases $128,000, I thought that was worthwhile. There was a very, it was reported to me both by PPCOA and HR and Labor Relations that this was a very collaborative effort, that there was a good back and forth, that it was long term, both sides felt that they were heard, and it memorialized current practices that weren't in the contract previously, including performance evaluations, the vacation VEBA contribution, and the sick leave VEBA contribution. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.